It is a fact of Thanksgiving that there are more turkeys than just those on a farm or in an oven. There are turkeys of the year, like Hillary Clinton, for one, who was about to win the White House when she got cooked to a crisp because her campaign strategy was wrong. Wrong speeches to the wrong voters in the wrong states, and wrong excuses for those damn emails. A strategy too turkey dumb to win. And her turkey strategy buddies, like Rahm Emanuel, were too chicken to tell her she was wrong. Jeb Bush was a turkey for being so into raising money that he didn't think about how to spend it. And Ted Cruz was so into believing the voters were believing him that he didn't think about how to tell a truth. And Bernie turkey trotting to get elected by gobbledygooking about some goofy revolution. Well, back on the farm in Illinois, Senator Mark Kirk trotting to get elected by clucking about President Obama being a drug dealer, and a Senate colleague, the bachelor Lindsey Graham, being a bro without a hoe. Now that the presidential transition is in play, there is the Steve Bannon turkey. Steve who? Steve Bannon, the angry, hateful guy aiming to make America white again. He's about to become the White House critical strategy chief, anointed by the art of the deal guy who's about to become the commander-in-chief. Two turkey mates who are burning themselves to a crisp. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNplus.com.